All right, Shalom Uvracha. Nice to be back in this Sefer together. I'm just going to read quickly through the piece, Siman Gimel, and then explain to the best of my ability to bring out the Yisod of this Eitza. So let's just run through. Chaver ma'koravim tzadikei emes v'oichazim es atm bohem roi sheyichazku zedze v'yoiru zedze. Close friends who are close to Tzadik Emes, holding on to the Tzadik, it's befitting, normal, healthy, to mechazik, to be ma'orer each other. The main hischaskos, meaning to say, when talking divrei chizik with each other, which again is normal. It's normal for friends to be mechazik each other. The main aspect of that is to discuss the godel koach hatzadik haemes shehu godel kol kach, the great power of the tzadik emes chiyochol lahalos gam nafshu hapguma biyoser, for one friend to say to another that tzadik is able to be male, to elevate also your nefesh. It doesn't matter how broken up, how damaged it is. Even if you haven't left the world of emptiness, chol, towards the world of kedusha, a hair's breadth, you're still shakua in the world of chol, of just stam, not recognizing what it means to be a yid. Even this person, the tzaddik, is able to be male, to elevate and to refresh and to renew with his power. And this is what the friends who are makurv to the tzaddik should be discussing. Even the lowest of the lowest, no matter what they're going through, as long as they're holding on to the Tzadik Emes, there's eternal, wondrous hope.
And
Beis is this second field of discussion, is bringing out the etzus of the tzaddik, talking about the advice of the tzaddik, each person according to their understanding of the etzah. Fine, that's the lashon of Siman Gimel. So let's try and bring out the yesod in the short amount of time left that we have. So here in this Siman, the Rebbe brings out this incredible yesod, being mischazik, that really splits into two different etzos. And this general idea is called in Breslov Sichas Chaverim. A very big klalistika yesod in Breslov, in the way of life of a Breslov or Chassid. Speaking to friends about Avodas Hashem. And there's no specific tzura to how this is supposed to look or how it ought to look. But it's definitely a davar yisodi in Toras Rabbeinu. So part one of this Eitzah is Rabbeinu telling us to speak about his Eitzahs, about his advice, going through Lukut Maran and going through Lukut Elochus. There's an incredible amounts of practical stuff to do, right? And our job as chaverim mikuravim l'tzadikei emes is to discuss how to be makayim these things l'maisa, right? We're not just talking about chassidish ideas and telling over this vart. Well, that's obviously very nice, but what we are trying to discuss is, okay, how am I supposed to do his bodhis, like for a significant amount of time? Or how can I eat like a Jew, right? And we talk about these things together to try and come out with the yesod. The Rebbe also said, right, that in order to discuss these things, you don't have to actually be doing chatzos to discuss talking, to discuss, you know, doing chatzos. You don't have to be, you know, eating with the kavanos of the Arizal and the Rashash to discuss how to eat like a Jew. This is friends who want in their heart to be anashim kisherim, to be kosher eden. And this is the goal. We're trying to discuss how to be mekayim et lemaisa on every level, right? We know with the lens and the perspective of Rabbeinu of how to be mekayim these things. Berotzo, Beshov, right? Take eating, for example, friends discussing with each other, okay, how do I eat like a Jew? And one might say to the other, well, I know you're a person who doesn't like to eat, but you, right? You have to eat. A Yid has to eat. You know, a Yid has to be mevar berurim and to be mesakin and itzoytzes hakadoshim of this world. And he might be mechazik his friend to adarab, to involve himself more in gashmius, because this person is the koach to fix gashmius. On the other hand, a friend might know another one to, you know, be a bal taiva, to love mizonos. So he was not going to go tell him, you know, hey, Habibi, you know, stop eating mizonos. That's not called a chaver. But he might tell him, you know, in your love of mizonos, there's avodas Hashem, right? Just don't forget that you made a bracha. Don't forget that it's kosher. You know, pick one day a week where you're trying to eat with kavana, where you're trying to eat with remembering that Hashem created the food. Don't make yourself crazy trying to remember that every second and every day. But pick one day a week where that's something that's more, you know, more chaviv to you. And of course, it's not coming from a competitive place or trying to flex, you know, or humble brag, you know, backhandedly telling your friend that you do an hour of a spodulus. That's not the goal, obviously. But it's simply to try and, you know, use the advice of Rabbeinu in a healthy and positive way. The other side of this Eitzah, of Sichas Chaverim, is discussing the incredible Koyach HaRuchni of the Tzaddik. Reminding ourselves and reminding each other that the Tzaddik has this power to completely revamp and refresh even the lowest Jewish soul. And that's so longer connected to the Tzaddik, there's this eternal hope. Okay, that's all nice, it's all cool, it's all great. But just let's try and understand, Bechlal, what is this? What are we even talking about? And, you know, the second question is, yeah, it's two Eitzes, but how are they connected? So this simin in Meshivas Nefesh is based on Torah Yud Gimel in the Likutei Moran, where there it talks about the avoida of the tzaddik to reveal the light of Torah. And it's in his koyach, it's his ability, his yegiyah and avoida Hashem, that he got this koyach to elevate our nefesh to this, the kedusha of the or of the Torah, the panemius of the Torah, of what the Torah is about. Not just the words on the paper, but what the Torah is shining to us, that allows us to live with the constant awareness of Hashem and Hashem's hashkachas Hashem on us in the world. See, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we had this place, this unbelievable makom kadosh, where we were able to receive the Shefa Hadas, this incredible Or Hadas that reminded us of who we are. And we had no worries. We lived with no fears and no problems. And if we did a sin, we brought a carbon, and that was the end of it. We came out clean and aware of how much hashpah, how much we matter by Hashem, and how much our tefillah actually works. And just maybe we weren't necessarily nervous about anything. And we knew what mitzvahs were, and we knew, you know, how much there is in every mitzvah. You know, but here we are, you know. Bavanaseinu harabim, you know, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So even though we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we're so tied down, we're so we're so lachutz and so nervous with the ol ha-parnasa, the heaviness of just being alive, and that comes with going with the flow of life and going through the motions, and we don't know how to get above. We don't know how to get above that. You know, we don't know how to release and to free ourselves from the day-to-day fears and worries. So what's our hope? You know, how do we build this Beis HaMikdash HaPrati? You know, getting out of this Chorban Hadas. So, in Tor Yud Gimel, it explains this Yisoid brought out in Simon Gimel Mishivas Nefesh, that we need this miraculous power that's going to revive us entirely. So we can be in a place and accept the Or Hadas, so we can hear it, we can hear and receive Chizik from our friend. Like when our friend comes to you, when a friend comes to you and is willing to give you chizik, then you're able to hear that. You're able to hear that Hashem wants me and Hashem is mashgiach on me completely and that He cares about me. So without this miraculous power, without this koach haruchni, this person just caught up in himself and how his life looks at the current moment based on everyone else's life. And this is why it's absolutely necessary. It's a need. It's a dire need to have this Kol HaTzadik in our life. So the specifics of how this works, that's what's laid out in Tor Yud Gimel. I know, but we're not learning Tor Yud Gimel. We're learning Meshivas Nefesh. So the basics for what we need to understand, our basic avoda, is to try and believe and know that these ideas that we're learning in this Sefer and in these Shirim are not poshit bechlal. They're bechlal not poshit. It's not, Rabbeinu's not a cheerleader. Rav Nosson's not trying to trick us. These ideas are not simple, but rather something that we can and must use to recognize our chashivas in the eyes of Hashem, something that we're using to subsume ourselves in the Or Hadas and the Or Chizik. We're entering into a Beis HaMikdash. When you open up Meshivas Nefesh, we're renewing ourselves completely. And this is what speaking to Chaverim about, you know, we're awakening the sleeper cells of people who believe in this thing. When you're alone in the corner of your little Beis Medrash and you're trying to be connecting to the Tzaddik and connecting this Koyach HaRuchni, that's mali you, that's elevating you and mechadish you. It's becomes, you know, in the beginning it's easy, obviously, because it's new and you feel great and it's happening. And then over time it becomes a little bit more stale, a little bit more difficult. And you find yourself asking yourself, like, where did this go? What happened? And this is why this Eitz is so crucial to have chaverim to speak about these things with, so that it's no longer like, oh, I'm alone in this, and there's a tzaddik, and it's true, it's not true, but no, you're seeing how real it is, this Kol HaTzadik, when you see someone else who believes in it, and someone else who's completely fresh from it, it awakens it in you also. And I go to this shir once a week, this Lugut Imran shir, given by Rav Nissen David Kivek, Shlita, and again, Lakut Imran is a very difficult sefer, and he explains it in a way that I can't understand myself, of course. But the main pa'ula of the shir is, you know, I can learn a Torah by myself and understand the ideas, and I can learn Lakut Alachos, understand the ideas. But the main pa'ula of the shir is I'm seeing someone who believes in the tzaddik, in the koach tzaddik, that the tzaddik worked tirelessly to be able to have this incredible power, that he goes down to the lowest nefesh, meaning my nefesh, and he's mechadesh me, and he's speaking to me, and he's shining to me the Or HaTorah, and all of his chizik applies to me. And when I see something I'm reading about myself, right, and he was Paul that, and I see that just unfolding before my eyes when I'm at the shir, I come out like I'm reborn. And this is what the Sichas Chaverim is supposed to be, which brings us to answer the second question, which is, you know, how are these two Eitzes connected? Is because once, it's impossible. It's impossible for the Hischazkas of the Tzaddik to work, at least after the Shir is over, you know, and the book is closed, and you're in the middle of this busy day. It's impossible for it to work without believing in the incredible Kol HaTzadik who elevates my nefesh in the Torah that he reveals. It's impossible. And the same goes true with the other Eitzes. Why are we going to be Mekayim? Why are we going to do as Bodilus now? Because was Rabbeinu said, it's Maila Yone Gedolim and Akol, it's greater than everything? No, the prerequisite to all of that is believing in the Kol HaTzadik, that his Eitzos are what Hashem wants from me. And that Hashem is on me. And he sees that I'm trying. And he sees that I want Emes. And he sees that I want Emuna. And until we believe in the Kol HaTzadik, that is Mal and my Nefesh, to be shaykh to all of these things, that these things are shaykh to me, it's almost impossible to try and actually be Mekayim any of these things. So once we speak as Chaverim about the Kol HaTzadik, we're then able to speak about all of the other Eitzes of the Tzadik, to Mechadish and Mechaya and enliven our Nefesh, to know that Hashem sees the good in us. So L'chaim and Chaverim, hopefully we'll speak in person, live, about this together. And until next time, Meshivas Nefesh.